Luke 24, guys, verses 1 to 10. Thanks, Maddie.
On the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the women took the spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb. But when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were wondering about this, suddenly two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them. In their fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground. But the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still with you in Galilee. The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men, be crucified, and on the third day be raised again." Then they remembered his words. When they came back from the tomb, they told all these things to the 11 and to all the others. It was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and the others with them who told this to the apostles.
Thanks, Mary. Well read. Let's ask God to help us understand this topic tonight. Gracious Heavenly Father, thanks for this day. Thanks for the warm weather, for the good times that we've had tonight. I ask that you'd help us to concentrate on this important issue of the resurrection and help us to understand it and understand what a difference it makes in our lives. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Guys, let me ask you a question. What do you think happens after you die? I don't want you to answer that question out loud. What do you think happens to you after you die? There's a lot of ideas out there, aren't there, of what happens. Do you believe that you just kind of evaporate? Do you believe that you reincarnate? Do you believe that you are reborn somewhere else? Do you believe you turn into a star or a planet? What do you believe happens to you once you die? Do you believe in resurrection? Do you believe there's actually life after death? Because central to understanding Jesus and Christianity is to understand that he died and rose again from the dead. And it's pretty hard to understand, isn't it? Because we don't see it happen that often. It's a pretty unusual thing to say, yep, someone actually died and came back to life again. You just don't see it happen that often. And so we kind of come to this with a few doubts and kind of go, oh, I don't know. It just sounds, I don't know, it's a bit of a fairy tale, isn't it? What do you think happens when you die? I think the resurrection is so important that if Jesus actually hadn't risen from the dead, we would never have heard of him. Hypothetically speaking, if Jesus had just done what he did and died the death that he died, but didn't rise from the dead, then we wouldn't actually know Jesus today. It is that important. And so I want to spend a couple of minutes with you tonight just looking at the resurrection. And I don't want to kind of look at the evidence for, I don't want to try and prove the resurrection to you. I could spend some time doing that for you. I am thoroughly convinced that it happened, but I don't want to convince you of that now. If you do have niggling doubts about whether it really happened, then I've put an email, a web address on your outline down the bottom there, okay? And look up that, it'll answer any objection that you have, okay? What if the women went to the wrong tomb? What about if they just moved the body? What about... Okay, have a look on that website if you're not sure and you'll find some really good answers for that. What I want to do tonight, I don't want to look at proving it to you, the resurrection happened, but I want to look at why it's important. What is the significance? What difference does it make to you and I today that Jesus rose from the dead? Now what we've been doing for this kind of term is looking at The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe. Why have we been doing that? Well, because C.S. Lewis wrote The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe to really help us understand God and Jesus better. Within the story of The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe is the story of the Bible. And so we've been looking at different aspects in The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe and drawing the parallels to the Bible. And so let's start with Aslan. And you'll see that there on your outline. See, according to the deep magic in Narnia, a traitor had to die on the stone table. And Edmund, as we know from the story, was such a traitor, and he had to die. But Aslan, he steps in, makes a deal with the White Witch, and he sacrifices his own life in place of Edmund's. He substitutes his life for Edmund's life. Aslan willingly gives up his life, even though he is completely innocent, to save Edmund's life. But Aslan knew, as the White Witch didn't know, that there was an even deeper magic than the deep magic. That when an innocent, willing victim gives up his life for another, death can actually be overturned. And that's what happens in The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe. And it's a great story, but it's just a story and who cares? Well, C.S. Lewis wrote Aslan to remind us about Jesus. Let's look at Jesus. According to the law found in the Bible, any rebel, any sinner, any traitor also deserves the death penalty, eternal spiritual death. And the Bible says, you and I, we have all rebelled at one stage. We've all told God to get stuffed at one stage. We've all told God, I don't want you to be my God at some stage. And the Bible says we are all deserving of death. Who can remember the memory verse? Anyone yell it out? Go for it. Nice work. Well done. Yeah, very good. For the wages of sin is death. When you sin, when we ignore God, the deserving punishment is death. Okay? But the great news for us is the second half of the memory verse. But the gift of God is eternal life. You see, we deserve death, but Jesus steps in and sacrifices his life for ours. He substitutes his life for ours. Jesus willingly gives up his life, even though he is an innocent victim, to save our life. And what Jesus knew, which the devil didn't know, is there is an even deeper law than the deep law. That when an innocent, willing victim, God himself, gives up his life for another, death can be overturned. And it's a great story, and it's true. It's not made up. It's not like the one Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe. It actually is true. And so Jesus died, but he also rose again. And there are at least three massive, massive implications of the fact that Jesus rose again. And they're on your outline. Let me say them really, really quickly. I'm going to say them quickly, and then I'm going to get you guys to look up the Bible evidence yourself and discuss it, okay? So quickly, overview, three most important things about the significance of Jesus' resurrection. Number one, it's on your outline, it proves that supernatural stuff happens. If Jesus was really dead, and he was, and he really came back to life, which he did, it proves there is more to this world than meets the eye. There is actually life after death. We have proof of that. It's not just kind of a wishful thought. It's not just me speculating. It really happened, and therefore there must be more to life than there is. Supernatural stuff happens. There is proof. Supernatural stuff happens. Second implication of Jesus rising from the dead. It means Jesus is the boss of the whole universe. Every aspect of this world, Jesus is in control over. When he's on earth, he controls diseases, he controls demons, he controls nature, and in his resurrection he even says, death, I've got you beat too. I'm in control of life, I'm in control of death. He is the boss of everything. And the Bible says, because Jesus did rise from the dead, we know he really truly is God. We know he really truly is the Christ, that is God's Messiah, God's King. And we know he really truly is the judge of the living and the dead. That one day you and I are going to stand before King Jesus and he is going to judge us. These are all things that are proved by the resurrection. Jesus really is the boss, even over death. And so if you want to go to the expert on the matters of life and death, you go to Jesus. You go to most funerals, or you talk to people about death, most people don't know what's going on. People have got questions. Why did it happen? What's going on? What happens next? And we speculate. If you want to know what goes on after life in death, go to the expert. Go to the guy who's the boss. Go to Jesus. He is the boss over everything, life and death. Supernatural stuff happens. Jesus is the boss. And thirdly, the third implication of Jesus' resurrection is eternal life is available. Guys, one day, let me just tell you something really, really profound. One day, you and I are going to die. Not a very nice thought to have on a Friday night during youth group, but it's true. I don't know if you've seen, there's a movie, it's not a good movie, I shouldn't tell you that. There's a movie, okay, and Edward Norton, who's the main dude in it, says this: on a long enough timeline, the survival rate for anyone drops to zero. Do you understand that? On a long enough timeline, in other words, you know, if you live long enough, the survival rate of anyone drops to zero. In other words, we're all going to die. Now, it's a pretty kind of scary thought in one sense, and probably you've never even thought of your death. I mean, if you're in year 6, year 7, year 8, year 9, you're kind of thinking, oh, I've got the rest of my life to live, I'm not going to die. Friends, we will all die one day. And the question is, what is your hope for after life, in death? What is your hope? The fact that Jesus died and rose again means one important thing. It means that eternal life is available. Jesus rose and he says, as I rose, those who believe in me can also rise. He says you can have hope even in death. He says you don't even have to fear death. I don't know about you, but I have a bit of a fear of dying. There was a famous actor by the name of Woody Allen. He's an old guy, you know, your parents will have heard of him. But he said this, fascinating. He says, it's not that I'm afraid to die, I just don't want to be there when it happens. It's not that I'm afraid to die, it's just I don't want to be there when it happens, alright? Most of us are afraid of dying. Most of us don't really want to die, do we? But the thing is, the great thing for the Christian is, even in death, you don't have to fear it. Isn't that great that you could actually go to your deathbed and not be afraid? Because Jesus holds the key to life. And if you put your trust in Jesus, and that's why we run Salt, that's why we have these talks, is to encourage you guys to trust in Jesus, who is the Lord, the boss of all things, who died for you and rose again. And if you trust in him, the offer is eternal life. Remember our memory verse again? The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord. Let me ask you again, what do you think happens to you after you die? The Bible says clearly Jesus died and rose again, and if you trust in him you can also rise again. These are the most insignificant things. If Jesus really did rise from the dead, it changes everything, guys. What hope do you have for when you die? Are you ready to die? Are you ready to meet your Maker? Are you ready to meet your Judge? Jesus died for you and he rose again. Are you going to accept his offer and take his gift of eternal life? What I want you to do now is just break up in your groups. If you don't know where to go, follow the person you're with. And we're going to look up some of these verses and discuss some of these things. Thanks for listening, guys.